That says there's ayin part on the Torah, and there was Nakuda we spoke about yesterday, last night, about Emsi, but I want to try to understand it from a different angle and understand a little bit of more of the Teichen of it. We said over yesterday Rakeach that says that there's Lamed Vav Neiris because of the Lamed Vav Shos that the Ur Agonis was Shoilet. We explained whatever Malach we had in understanding the Nakuda, the fact that there is Ur Agonis and so on. We spoke more about the metzias of things that are genuzim in the Bria and how it affects the people. What I'd like to try to understand a little bit today is more what is the mechus of the Ur Agonis. In other words, the Ur Agonis is a type of Ur that's not usually that we don't have, and it has obviously some sort of teichin that we're not familiar with. I'd like to a little bit tell us more on what the teichin is of the Ur Agonis. Another inyan, it says by the there's an isur melacha on you're not allowed to be mishtamish with the oil of Ner Chanukah, and you're not allowed to do melacha kinegda. It's a shaila of only melacha that's choil, a melacha that's kodesh as well. But there are two reasons given. One reason is to delineate the fact that it's mitzvah, because neiris are there are a lot of neiris in the house. Somehow we need some way to delineate its mitzvah. A second reason that's brought, or Shavuot brings, is because since it's doima l'menorah, so we treat it like a menorah, like the Erev of the menorah. There's a problem with that. There's a halacha that there are three things that don't have me'ilah. Kol, mara, and reyach don't have me'ilah. Now, Koil and the Rama brings all three lalacha, it's a Gemara. The Mara part is something that is shayach to usually, I mean, this the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is the Mara was if a person is Nene from the Yoifir Beis Hamikdash. The Yerushalmi says, the Taisa brings lalacha, and I don't see that where somebody is Choylik, doesn't say anywhere, that Mara is talking about using the light of Beis Hamikdash. It says that the Yishalmi says, the Taisa brings the Yishalmi that in Sukkah, it says that Isha was Mevareres Chitin in the oil of the Avukas and Sumes Reiva, even though it was Shemen and Psila of Kodesh. Or Becholza is the halacha is that there's no Me'ilah because it's part of the din of Mara in Me'ilah. That just Mara. So if it doesn't say, to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't say anywhere mefurish about the menorah, but if the halacha that you can use the oir of the Simchat Beis HaShoeiva, even though it's kodesh, it's psilis and shaman of kodesh, you can't use it. You can use it to be bayrachitin. So lechurish, the same halacha should apply by menorah. So if in menorah there's no me'ilah by ishtamshus because Mara has no or has no Mila. So by Menorah it should also be the same thing. In as much as it's Daimet to Menorah, it shouldn't be. And it doesn't even say, there's certain Yanim it says that it's Einenin ve'ein Malin, that it's also Rabbanin. Ishu Be'er Schitin the Mashmos is L'chatchila, just like you're allowed to be Nenin from the Yoifi L'chatchila. And so it's Modna. If the Tam is Dumi the Menorah, then what's the Pshat over here? Why is there an Issa to Mishtamish in the Oira? There's another Inyan of Oira over here that is brought down. It's a Medrash by us. It says in the Parashas by Yeshiv. So Chazal say Chazal quote a Pasuk. The Medrash quotes a Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiv Machshav is Rabbis. I don't remember the beginning of the Pasuk, but the Lashon of the Medrash is that that the Achim are Oisik b'mechirosoi shal Yosef. Yaakov is Oisik b'tzairoi. Yehuda is Oisik b'lekuchei ishtoi. It says Yaakov and Yosef are Oisik b'tzairoi, I think. Yehuda is Oisik b'lekuchei ishtoi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Oisik Livroi Oyrosh L'Mashiach. And because this is Galgulus, is the beginning of the Mahalach. It's interesting, first of all, the Lashon here is Oyrosh L'Mashiach. In other words, we're not talking only about Mashiach itself, or already about Mashiach itself. We're talking about something that's called Oyrosh L'Mashiach. And the contrast is, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, where's the contrast? It says everyone's busy doing his things, and let's say they were busy with other things. I mean, everybody's always busy. Nobody creates Oyrosh L'Mashiach. It's not the pshat they were neglecting their duty, Kiyula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing his thing. I mean, everybody was busy. There's something here. Chazal are contrasting the fact that Yaakov is also Yosef is in one thing, the Acham Isaac in the second thing, and Yehuda is Isaac in the third thing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Isaac L'Rosh HaMashiach. There's a contrast in what each one is doing separately to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing over here. This same Rosh HaMashiach is also brought down in the Shemen Lamor. It says in the Vikhuli in Truma. It says Zov and Kesef Nechoshes and so on. It says Shemen Lamor. So the Tosis, the Das Skenim Bala Tosis brings down that each element is connected something else, and the Or is Shemen Lamor is connected Oyrosh HaMashiach. That's what the Keneg Mashiach, like it says in the Pasuk, Orachti Ner LeMashichi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Orach Ner LeMashichi. So there's also, as again, there's a Ha'ara within the Inyanim of the Beis HaMikdash, in everything is Keneged something else, within the Oyer of Menayra there is a Keneged of the Oyer of Mashiach. And that's a modern Zach. So I want to try to understand it in a much deeper context. What is the Oyer? The Menachem Mendel Mishklov, who's the Goyen's Talmud, says a word that the Oyer of Mashiach is the Oyer that's Koilel. It's the seventh. He brings down different Haaris in the Bria, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The seventh, which is Koilel all. I want to explain it in the full context of that inyan. First of all, it says there are three places that have the same type of inyan. It says in Bereishis that there was an oyer of Bereishis that Adam was tsoifa ba mi tsoifa oylam at tsoifa oylam. That a person could use that oyer to be tsoifa mi tsoifa oylam at tsoifa oylam. So the mechus of that oyer agonis is an oyer that's tsoifa mi tsoifa oylam at tsoifa oylam. That is one place. Second place, it says by the oyer of, it says an uber. An uber is the mei imav, and there's a ner doylek al roisha, it says with the malach teaching him Torah, but it says that the malach was, there's a ner derlik, like it says behila ner alei roishi, and it says that the oyer, and he's soifa with that oyer misoifa oylam at soifa oylam, and he sees misoifa oylam at soifa oylam. That is a second oyer like that. It's also a get of an oyer of gracious. In a third place, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took him. Before he died, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him no. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him on Rosh HaPisgah. And he told him that, Aleh al Rosh HaPisgah, and I'll show you the Eretz, that was Maftiach Teravis. So it says he showed him Kol Don and Kol Naphtali. The word Kol is written by every single one. And Rashi says he showed him each piece completely. In other words, Bimei Shalvasa, Bimei Chorbana, Bimei Shalvasa. It says something, because I don't remember offhand, that he showed him the whole Aretz together. He showed him the whole Aretz, all sides together. But definitely, there's a hadgasha in each chelek that he told them, kol eretz this, kol eretz this, kol eretz that. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't cut tar, didn't cut corners. He showed them everything. And Rashi is madgish that. That's what Rashi says, kol, meaning in every Gilgal it would go through. In Shalvasa and in Churbana, that's the kol over there. And that's what he showed. What was the point of showing him that Eretz Yisrael? I mean, it's almost taunting him, saying, listen, you can't go there, but you're going to see how wonderful it is. What was the nekuda of that year? So the Megala Mukus of Nosan Nota Shapira, extraordinary, was a going out there and a Mekubal Omek Biyasa, he wrote Megala Mukus, one Sefer Chumash with tons and tons of Niflidika, very Amkustika, Remozim and things. He also wrote on Veschan alone, 252 Eifanim, and explaining the Inyan of Aschanan, of Moshe want to go to Eretz Yisrael, not going to, and so on. He says that the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu seeing Eretz Yisrael was to be Megala the Eirish LaMashiach. He couldn't quite take him to go into Eretz Yisrael and Bepoel bring the Kates that he couldn't, so that Moshe couldn't do. But the Eirish of Mashiach is the Inyan that he brought to him. So by says there is an inyan of Eirish LaMashiach, not like different. In other words, it's another dimension in the Moisa Mashiach. It's another dimension in Yoni Mashiach is Eirish LaMashiach. And the fact that you see it three places in Briyas Ha'olam, there was an Or that was in Seif Olam at Seif Olam, in the Tziras Ha'uber, in the Breishis, in the Reishis of every Uber, there's an Or that's Miseif on Seif Olam. And at Yisrael, the ratios of going to Yisrael, in other words, when Kleisel was still a tzur of an uber klapi going to Yisrael, there was also such an union of an oir of seeing the color arets, color arets aftoli, color arets don, color arets this. The it was a ha'ara of from one end to the other end ha'ara. Vadavay medar sheni. In the chushe ha'adam. There is a profound difference between the chush of Re'iyah and the chush of Shmiyah. L'toivus Re'iyah. In chush HaShmiyah, it bechreach requires piece by piece information. I mean, besides trei kolos le'mishtamed as techaviv, Shoma v'zocher cannot be said together unless, except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Oizen Einu Chol Shmoya, V'Pele Chol Dabe, it's not only the pshat that you overload the circuits of the ear if you have too many people talking in one shot. That's not the avon of it, or the mouth has only one Pesach. Mitzad the Teuchin Hadova, it's not possible to have more than one bit of information being processed, because the nature of Dibur and Shmiya go through Mahalchi Bina. Bina is where you take a thing apart logically. So if a person comes along and tells me a story that's a complete bilbul of 100 different things, it's nothing. The information is worth it. Let's start from A. What happened first? And what happened second? And are you sure about the third thing and the fourth thing? It requires step by step, because Shmiyah is connected Bina, and that's the Mahalach of the Chush. The Mechush is a Chush that needs to be Mesada Dova Dova Alefana. It says in Vayigash, we'll see, it says, the Chazal say, Dabe Dova Alefana. A person who says things step by step, logically speaking, means that the steps are well delineated and clearly connected, and the order is correct. So there's the cause, the effect, the hemshech, the seif pasik. That is dibur. The word chituch hadibur means something. Each piece has to be cut. Each letter has to be clear. Each sentence has to stand and say something. And each sentence has to follow the other sentence logically. That's the mahalach of speaking. Re'iyah is toifes vasachas. When you see something, you see the entire picture together in one shot. And it's one of the reasons why people have a hard time when I see somebody and someone asks me, okay, what does he look like? It's incredibly hard to give it over because the re'iyah was bas achastik and the dibber has to be dava dava lifanov. By its nature, I can't say, well, he's great. If that's very nice. Tell me, what does he look like? Very impressive. But tell me what he looks like. So reluctantly, you start cutting pieces. You say, you know, he stands tall, he speaks clearly, whatever, you know, he looks honest. Whatever it is that you want to say about him, you're going to say piece by piece. And you'll always feel that you shortchanged the description because the pieces somehow don't add up. It says in Shashir, Madoidech midoide yafa banashim. What is it that you see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And she starts off with a whole litany, Doidit Sachba Adoim and Shukov and Amudov and Tzavarov. And then finally says, you know, Kulo Machmadim, there's a Chikam I'm talking with Kulo Machmadim. There's a Kloliistika, I can't, you know, there's also Kulo Machmadim. It altogether, the whole picture is extraordinarily striking. It's extraordinary drawing. That's the description. I gave you all the pieces. I gave you a piece, what the Raglov looked like, and what the Shukov looked like, and what Savarov looks like, and what Meyov looks like, and what Kvutsoysov, everything. I described to you in detail, and I still don't have it. Because Kulo Machmadim, it doesn't fit into the Olam of Dibur and Shmiya. It doesn't somehow give itself over piece by piece, and therefore it fails. So we have two extraordinary chushim in the Bria. We have koyach hadibur and shmir, which is the koyach of mahalach, of piece by piece, of logic, of bina, and the bina works best the more you can separate the pieces. And the more you see piece by piece, that's a sharper contrast. You understand much better if I take the event and I break it into further events. The further analysis gives me a much better handle on the token of it. Whereas the Koach Ariya is kol the whole thing in its entirety. Seeing parts of it is not good enough. Eiders have to see the entire Maisa. The Eider Ariya have to see the entire thing. They can't see two different events. Ria requires seeing the Kalolius event, and the Emes of Ria isn't the Kalolius, and B'meila, you have the whole thing together. The truth is that there's in the contrast between the two, each one has a Meila and each one has a Chisar. If I understand bit by bit, piece by piece, then I don't really see the forest. I see each tree, I don't see the forest. And that's a chisaron. So I know a lot of nekudas, but I don't have a kololistic tfisa on everything. That's the problem with that. On the other hand, in re'iya, a person can't really be toifis well re'iya. Unless a person's on a darga, for instance, somebody who's very, very artistic, can live with the image, this looks good, this doesn't look good. That's it. I can't explain to you why, but this is right, this is not right. For anybody else to have a tfis in it, he needs to break it down into sichas component. Don't you see, there's a heavier color on this side, the colors quite don't contrast, there's too much emphasis on an important event. I need to explain to you, for you to understand why this picture is better than that picture, you need to see the details and get a piece-by-piece understanding. So anything which is a Baal Chisaron, Re'iyah alone does not give it. You need to have a Tfisa in it, and Tfisa Sichlius, which requires Shmiah, explaining piece-by-piece and so on. That is the correlation between Re'iyah and Shmiah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first Oyer had to be an Oyer of that's seifa mi seifa olam at seifa olam is not the pshat that it was such a strong light, so good that it reached all the way around the world. Oyer be'etzem goes mi seifa olam at seifa olam. That's the metzius of oyer. Oyer, if it's not mi seifa olam at seifa olam, it's not oyer really. That's choyshech. Real oyer is mi seifa olam at seifa olam. That's the metzius of the oyer. And the Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Ha'ara. That's the side of the Bria is a Ha'ara Miseif Olam Atseif Olam. That's the Oyer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world, the Rishayim can't cope with it. In other words, someone who's at Tzadik Gomer, this is it. He sees it, that's it. A person who's very, very ruchnistic and tuned, he sees what's right and immediately does it. For most people, you need to explain why this is not good, why this is good, why this is better, what's good about this, what's not good about this. The Mahalchis Seichon Tfisa, for Rishayim, the Oyer of the Seif Olam at Seif Olam is not a good Oyer. It doesn't start Niklat well, and it doesn't work well. And therefore, you need to go to other Mahalchim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be goynes that Oyer, because it wasn't usable for that. The Uber, when he's born, is also... when it says that there's a ner that he sees me sefer on sefer olam, and it says the malach learns with him kol ha-Torah kula, it's the same inyan. Kol ha-Torah kula is not a quantity. Like, listen, you're not doing anything anyway. You might as well learn through, and the malach's a great teacher and very few distractions, so you're able to learn kol ha-Torah kula. Kol ha-Torah kula means it's a different type of limud. In the world where there's an oyer that's holich me sefer olam at sefer olam, Torah is kol ha-Torah kula. It's the entirety of Torah. That is the that's the way in which a person... It's the nekuda of bracious in the person before he goes into this world, and then it becomes a world of pieces. The malach, the maral says that what stops the oyer, mi seifa olam at seifa olam? The malach says it strikes him, and he gets the koyach on his mouth. The maral says that's the koyach hadibur. Koyach hadibur is be'etzem a stira to miseif olam at seif olam. Anything that has to go with mahalchi dibur and shmiya needs to go through mahalchi bina, and automatically it has to be sliced into pieces. This is... There are Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and each Seder has Mesechtes, and each Mesechtes has Prokim, and each Prokim has Sugyas, each Sugya has Mande Omrim, and different Stadim, and Iboy Amos. That's Mahalchi Dibur. And when the Malach strikes him on his mouth, the Maral says it means he infuses him with Koyach HaDibur, until in the womb the person is Shoisik. That's what it says also over there. He can't talk. It means he's Menutuk for Mahalchi Dibur. And the truth is, when a child grows up, the first kufa, before he speaks, he absorbs things in an interesting way. Because he can't speak, he gets pictures. And sometimes the person looks back later and first begins to understand. The picture left a certain relation, but when he's able to deal with it and understand it bit by bit, piece by piece, that's when he's first able to sort of cope with it. This wasn't this, it was that. But generally speaking, he had an impression first, a general impression, and then he has to kind of logically sift through it and analyze it and see what it is. That's Yetzirus Adam from his Sheirish. And then the third time was Klal Yisrael going into Eretz Yisrael was a Mahalach of Reishis. In other words, this was going to be the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael going out into the Metzias of the world. And B'meila, Klal Yisrael going into the Metzias of the world meant if had Moshe Rabbeinu gone with them, that would have been Mahalchi Geula. He couldn't go in. So you needed to have a re'iyah of Miseif Olam at Seif Olam to be the schol of that. Moshe Rabbeinu was Toifis Eretz Yisrael in its entirety. That re'iyah was the re'iyah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tzino Lameidim that the oyer that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, what the Megal HaMukis says, it was the oyer of Mashiach. The ha'ara of the oyer of Mashiach is that ha'ara. It's the ha'ara of seeing the things, seeing the klolis. It's the oyer agonus, the oyer shel Mashiach is the gilui of Oir HaGanus. That's the definition of Oir Shel Mashiach. It's that same Oir. If you have those two Mahalchim in the Bria, so Baal Karchach, that if the Kli in the Beis HaMikdash that Shayach to it is the Menorah. So if I say the Menorah has, there are two in Yon. The Oren is also Isis Nura, it is in Yon of Oren, we spoke about yesterday, but Becholayf in the Menorah is the most blatant Kli of Oir. So Baal Karchach, in that, there's going to be that type of Oir. It says that Aaron was Nischalash Daitoi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Shalcha is Oilam Kayim. So even though the Pshat is, even though the Menorah is Charov, but the Ha'ora of the Menorah is Kayim Lo'ilam. That's the difference. There's a Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukah of the Bayis was two forms. There was a Leida, a Bepoel Dike Maise of Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaNesiyim. That Chanukah is bottled, just like a child when he dies, the Maise Leida is gone, in a sense. But there's another Chelek to Leida, which is that Oyer that's Mesef Oilam, Mesef Oilam, that Oyer that's Gonos has its Mokka in the Menorah, and the Mela, he was told that it would be Shelchah is Kayim Lo'ilam, even if there's a mixture of Chorov, but the Oyer HaGonos by its nature, just like Moshe Rabbeinu Sur at Yisrael in all its Gilgulim, in all its Mahalchim, there's a Horror here that is always there, and the Mela it cropped up again by Nes Chanukah. But the Mitzias of the Oyer, it's a Kayim Lo'ilam, because it has no Hefsekas and has no Gvulis. So Bimela, let's go back to the Yana we touched on. The Oir Agonas that's in Chanukah is the same Oir as the Oir of the Oir Shel Mashiach, it's the Oir of Bereishis, that same Ha'ara. It manifests itself in two oifanim. In other words, where do we see a nafkemina, so to speak, between istaklus of our agonas and a stam istaklus? That's what Chazal said in Vayeshev. Yaakov and the Shvatim were the first time. Avram was one, Yitzchak was one, Yaakov was one. Yaakov becoming Shvatim, he began to spread apart, to diversify, to be mispatzel into different oifanim. Kol oy the Shvatim were together with Yaakov, there was one unit. So it was still Yaakov Ubanov, basically, but it was one. In fact, they had 12 children, but it was one household. The crossroads of everybody going off and doing something in particular was here. And that's what he says. The Achim are being Oisik in Mechiras Yosef. That is one split. Yosef and Yaakov Oisik B'tzayra. Yehuda's Oisik Ruchabanav. Each one is being Oisik in his Nekuda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Oisik in Liver Erev Mashiach. This is where things split apart. Kol Oid Klaisel was one mamish, then they were shaykh to that oyer. The minute it started branching out and splitting apart, then they parted ways. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oisik ba'oyer shel oylam, ba'oyer shel Mashiach, is that ha'ara, the one that keeps alive, so to speak, the ha'ara of Mashiach, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad. The oil started just like a light, when a prism breaks it into parts, each one loses the flavor of the full light, each one becomes its own gavan. This happened over here as well. And from now until Achus Hayomim, there never would be an oil of Mashiach in one place, cannot never be, because it was splitting into different gavanim. That's why here you had achshivas of the menorah, it says all the oiras had to be doile keneged the oiram soy. The oira maravi was never cover. That's this in you were talking about. In oir, you have the echatimts of the oiras combining it to one oir, and it becoming a ner that's never cover loilam. Anything that is a bit and a piece and a part splits apart, and it only has a certain time frame to it. Where it's the combination of all the iris, that's where you don't have hefsik. So the mnayer itself, that was its metzias. But it's nogea also the flavor in the chazal here, the time of the is that in our tfisa of hashgacha, we're always confounded. Now, people ask a lot of times, should they think about hashgacha? Something happened to me, should I think about it? So certainly in a minor way, we're supposed to think about it. But the problem is, real hashgacha is playing an awesome play over here of Yaakov and Reuven and Yehuda and Yosef and Binyamin, Shimon and Paroi. There's a huge play going on, and I'm asking you, what's this guy doing? Moshel Ma'adav Daima, a person who has some sort of visual degenerative disease, and his field of vision becomes very narrowed, and he's watching a play with somebody else, and he sees a guy dressed like a soldier, and he says, "What's this guy doing?" Well, this guy's only part of 100 actors. He happens to be shooting somebody, but what's important about it is somebody else is watching what he's doing, and he's going to want to get revenge, and he's going to this and that, and so on. So let me look at the guy who wants to get revenge. He looks at a guy, he just sees a guy looking out. But I don't see it. I see this, I see this, I see this. Our problem with the tfisa, a person looks at events in his life piecemeal. They happen piecemeal, and we don't have a broad vision. So every single piece you've done, if right now I don't feel well, I must have done aveira and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punished me, I shouldn't feel well. Maybe. But there's so much more. It's part of how does this affect something else and how's this happening, that happening. And there is no point. We can't. From the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the Oyer Arishin, the Oyer of Beishis, from the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memayat Ara, from the time that a person goes into this world, it is piecemeal. Tough luck. It's piecemeal. There's no real. But the first thing is at least understanding. A person's life is not. A person's life does not become bits and pieces. How's this going to affect me? There are a thousand things that are going to affect you. Do what's right here. Do what's right here. Do what's right here. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is painting a very big painting, a lifetime painting, and we are extremely. And we can see one pixel at a time. So we're limited. Understand it. When a person grapples with hashgacha and things, where am I going? What's happening? Why this? There's a big mahalach, and that's one havana and tefisimis. The second inyan is it says there's one place as restored. It says Torah. A lot of makayrus that Torah is the makom where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going as the oir. But there's one something in particular. The Zohar HaKadosh says Pashas Truma, that anyone that's loy by belelois by raisa, a person who works at night, who harvests at night learning, is meishich achut from the Ora Gonos. The pshat in what does it mean he learns at nights? The Chazal say shabeah, somebody learns at nights. The Rambam says something about ma'avirach meloisav. Laila, in a normal rhythm of a human being, daytime is the active time. Nighttime is off time. Tired, goes to sleep, and that's it. It's nighttime is a time of when it's so a person's life is compartmentalized between tkufa of oir, tkufa of choshech. The havdolah of oir agonos is the compartmentalization in a person's life. So a little bit this, a little bit this, a little bit this. The first major. The vision of a person's day is day and night. The Adam Yetzei Lepalosai Boiker and Erev, he comes back. Boiker and Erev at first. Torah in this case means it becomes all, if you learn at night, in the sense that Chazal meant it, it means that it's all-encompassing, that a person did not impose boundaries on his learning. If a person says, okay, I've got a Seder from 10 to 12, from 9 to 12, from 9 to 1, from 9 to 2, I think I was told over, a Talmud of the Rav, the Brisker Rav told me once, that the Brisker Rav, you know, those is when they gave the Chacha, it wasn't direct, but it was kind of, the Rav told him, I don't understand, he said, you know, when I was a Bacha, we never had a Seder for more than 3 or 4 hours. 3 or 4 hours total. But a whole day, I my mind was occupied with the Rashba. Says today, he says, you know, the 6 hour star, Shiva 6 hour star, but once the Gemara is closed, it's closed. He wasn't philosophizing the Mishkarov, he was telling this person in particular a Ha'ara about him. You know, there's a smada, but the question is, how much does it occupy the person? Hasmada is not about learning a lot. It's about the entire mitzvah of the person being tayyadik. If the entire mitzvah of a person, if somebody is a big goyan, and he can learn in 4 hours what I can learn in 14 hours, and he learns 4 hours, he learns 6 hours, but if I learn, if my entire mitzvah is permitted with Torah, then I have access to Aragonas and he doesn't. Aragonas means the understanding that Torah is everything. The understanding that Torah is a complete perspective on the world. That's the Aragonas. And that's what the Zohar says. Today the Echetimtze is, if anyone is Oisik Balelois, which means he doesn't create boundaries on Torah. If Torah is bounded, then it's just another element in the Bria. Then you don't have any Aragonas in it. Because it's Metzius is a clearly defined area of activity. A person who is shayach goes past boundaries, that learning, that quality of learning is shayach to Aragonas. If we talk about it on a practical level, we're not talking about learning long hours at night, because you know, a lot of times a person doesn't think well and he's not learning well and he's just smooching and it's not this, not that. That's not where I think the Nisayon lies. The Nisayon lies at a time like this, like when it's dead, empty, off time. The person himself has no need to take a break. But it's like, it's not learning time now, it's downtime. This is not the time for learning. That's for us the Nisayon of this type of ayur. For a person who limits his oyer, for a person who limits his Torah to times, then it's a limut. It's a limut, and it has no shaykhs to aragonis. A person whose mitzias is, I'm not tired now, I don't need a break, I don't have anything that's doichatam Torah now, so I'm in the sugi again. What's the problem? It's nobody else is. Nobody else is here. It's officially off time. So it's officially off time. It's officially not Seder time. It's officially not Seder. But imposing a calendar is being mafkia the site of Aragonas for learning. The person who is matmiya himself completely, the person who lets his homitzias be there, and whenever there's no reason not to be learning, then of course then that's his mitzias. That type of person has a shaykhus to Aragonas. It's not the pshat more, it's not the pshat better, it's a shaykhus to an entire different world. And it's a world that enriches everything else. The pieces somehow begin to fall into place. If a person first has an overall view, like when you always say a mashal, when you do a puzzle, and you first see, even for a second, the picture of the entire thing, it's so much easier to put the pieces into place. If a person wants to get a general dehair of things, a more kololistic vision, a bird's eye view, it lies in this Aragonis. And it's a Zman now that is Mesugufit. The Ha'ara is, Meneira is a Ha'ara of Shalchot Kaim La'ilam. And this Ayr is the Sheirish of Arshal Mashiach, Arachti Ner L'Mashichit.